The latest release from trumpeter Dave Douglas is called Strange Liberation. Critic Tom Moon says it shows what's possible when musicians snap out of their nostalgia for the jazz of days gone by and start doing something original. Here's his review.
Ever since Wynton Marsalis came along in the early 80s, young jazz musicians have placed a premium on technical mastery. For them, it's not about the melody. The fast track to success is sheer, dazzling virtuosity. Thankfully, the New York trumpet player Dave Douglas is following a different path. Douglas is 40. He's made 21 records under his own name, and the vast majority of them, including this latest one, Strange Liberation, have showcased his original compositions. His earlier work was at times overblown, needlessly complex. That's changed now. His music has acquired clarity and a brooding, questioning, rhapsodic quality. Strange Liberation is Douglas's finest hour, at least partly because the pieces sound like they came out of the experience of living in 2004, not 1954. They're miles from the conventional jazz thinking, and they demand something different from the musicians. Where most jazz encourages ferocious technical displays, Douglas asks his players to dive deep inside the mood, and then contribute ideas that sharpen the drama that's already there. Even something that's an obvious send-up, like the song Douglas calls Rock of Billy, bolts gleefully away from convention. The musicians accompanying Douglas on Strange Liberation are clearly captivated by the possibilities and challenges that lurk within these tunes. Saxophonist Chris Potter blossoms here, revealing lyrical qualities he's kept hidden on his own records. Uri Kane transforms the Fender Rhodes electric piano into a singing, practically airborne instrument. Guitarist Bill Frisell, whose own works have clearly inspired Douglas, scatters his quiet mojo into the music's shadowy corners. And Douglas, who put the shadows there to begin with, plays as though he's finally shaken everything glib and retro and bebop from his music. He's discovered a rare zone of feeling that's far from the conventional jazz wisdom. It just might be a glimpse of the music's future.
The CD is called Strange Liberation by Dave Douglas. Tom Moon writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.